This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Innal hamdalillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praise due to Allah Rabbul Alameen for all the blessing that Allah has showered upon all of us until today. May Allah Rabbul Alameen keep on showering His mercy, His forgiveness, the sakina, the peace into our heart and our mind, so that this Ramadan will give us a laugh out. Nafsul Mutma'inna. We know Nafsul Mutma'inna is a very important nafs, meaning the nafs that you have peace with Allah Rabbul Alameen. We pray because Allah wants us to pray. And Allah promised for those who perform the prayer properly, He will grant them Jannah. In Surah Al-Mu'minun, Allah remind us, الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ فِرْدَوْسَ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. For those who perform his prayer, whether it's fard or sunnah prayer, in the best manner, with all the adab, with the knowledge about the rukun, the wajibat, and the sunnah. Knowing all this rukun, this rule in salah, and they do it in the best manner, with adab, with tutmanina, and tertib, Allah said, we will be the inheritance of Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. We fast in Ramadan because we believe what Allah wants us to do is the best. And the Prophet ﷺ have reminded us that whoever fasts in the month of Ramadan with the right iman and the right intention, inshallah, Allah will grant us another Jannah through the gate of Arayyan. Ameen. Whatever we do, brothers and sisters, we hope that Allah will accept all our deeds, forgive all our sins, and make all of us the best. Today I share with you another hadith from Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. Anna Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, ala ukhbirukum biman tuharramu alayhi an-nar? Qalu bala ya Rasulullah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked his sahaba, shall I inform you of one whom the hellfire is forbidden? Where fire of hellfire is forbidden to touch anyone of this group of people, or from whom the fire is forbidden, mean Jahannam will not touch this group of people. So the companion Because the Prophet asked the companion, do you want me to show you? Do you want me to inform you about the people who will be saved from hellfire? The companion, of course, they are very eager to learn every single thing from our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they want to try their best to follow. We may have problem, we may learn, but we don't have the intention to follow. They respond, of course, Ya Rasulullah, we would like to know, who are these people? So the Prophet continued by saying, Ala kulli hayyinin. Number one, hayyinin. Number two, layyinin. Number three, karibin. Number four, sahlin. These four group of people, inshallah, hellfire will not touch them. Who are the four people? Number one, the Prophet ﷺ said, Hayyinin. Hayyinin means people who are very humble, simple, not arrogant with what they have, what they know. The more knowledge they have, the more humble they become. The richer they become, the more kind they'll become. Insha'Allah. Whoever had this first quality, inshallah, Allah will save him from hellfire. Ameen. The second group is layin. Layin means a very gentle person. Soft, gentle, not harsh. A person who are very careful. What he do, what he say. Whenever he want to speak, he choose the best word. There's a lot of word to be used. And that's why Ali radiallahu anhu remind us with a beautiful saying of wisdom. لِكُلِّ مَقَان مَقَان وَلِكُلِّ مَقَال مَقَان. مَقَان not eat. In every place, there is a word to be used, and also the opposite. In every place, there is a word to be used, and every word, there will be a place that you can apply to. You don't use the same word for everything, but you must be careful of the word that you choose. You may mean well, but if your approach is wrong, your measures will not reach the people that you want to talk to. You want to talk to your children because they are not right, but you still have to choose the best word. Because the reason you want to talk to a person, you want the message to reach them in good faith. So you must choose the best word. If not, then whatever you say will be meaningless. May Allah make us the people who are gentle and polite. Inshallah, ameen. Especially in Ramadan. It's a month that we have to control our nafs more. Be more patient. And we believe all of us are trying their best. And may Allah help us. Ameen. When we talk, we are not supposed, of course, to use bad word, cursing word, impolite words. Qarib, the third group. Qarib means people that's easy for you to approach. Very little protocol, especially when you are somebody. When you are nobody, nobody want to approach you, because you are nobody. When you are somebody, of course people like to approach you. Now it's up to you. You can make it easy for others, and sometimes it's not easy for you when you make easy for others. When you are somebody, wherever you go, people want a selfie with you. You call it selfie? It can be very selfish. If everyone wants a selfie, then I don't know when are you going to leave from that place. And sometimes because they like you so much, they forget about your time. So you call them, let us have a group photo. They're not happy to have group photo. They want one by one. But you make yourself easy. Try to accompany them if possible. If you can't, you excuse yourself in the best manner. This is what qarib means. Easy to get close to. Less protocol. When you are famous, then you know. When you are non-famous, alhamdulillah, nobody disturb you. Very relaxing. Wherever you go, you just move without anybody notice about you. You are ghaibiya, you are unseen. And the last one is sahal. Sahal means you are easygoing people. Very simple minded. If you want to talk to people, you don't have to use sophisticated word where people start to think, what is that? What is it? No, make it as simple, A, B, C. If they still don't understand, show them an example that is easy for them to understand. We know there are a lot of us here who are very high educated people, very bombastic in their word. Yeah. When you are too high, it's so difficult to understand you. So choose word that is very simple and make it easy. Sahlin. Sahlin means easy. Ease yourself for others. Even Allah said, Rabbi yassir wala tu'asir. We used to make dua, Rabbi yassir wala tu'asir. Allah said, Yuridullahu bikum al-yusra wala yuridu bikum al-usra. Allah intend ease for you. And he did not want to make this religion difficult at all. And the Prophet remind us to make dua, ask Allah to make everything easy for us, not difficult. But we always find a lot of difficulty in life. It's because we need to have extra patience, wisdom to understand. WQF 7769, you are wanted. Yeah? 7769. Alhamdulillah. When you make it easy for others, you get a lot of reward. And may Allah make it easy for us here to the hereafter. So brothers and sisters, let us all try our level best. If you cannot have four of this character, try to have at least one. Then you develop from there. Because when the Prophet ﷺ said that, this four character can save you from hellfire. So why not we work towards that? Because we know we need Allah's mercy, we need Allah's forgiveness, we need Allah's guidance, we need Allah's help. I believe inshallah, in this blessed month, if you keep on trying, Allah will help you. Remember what Allah said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. And also remember what Allah remind us as fellow Muslim brothers and sisters, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. All believing male and female, they are like a family to each other. We care for each other, we share with each other. We love each other for the sake of Allah Rabbul Alameen. And then Allah remind us, Ya ayyuhal ladzina amanu la yasqal qawmun min qawm asa'an yakunu khayrun minhum wala nisa'un min nisa'in asa'an yakunu khayrun minhunna. Meaning, the believing man, Allah warned us, if you know that you are a family, brothers to each other, you do not mock each other, humiliate each other between male and male. Everybody have their strength and weaknesses, have their good point, and also they have some bad one. Look at the good thing, then you become good. The same go to the sisters. وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّن نِسَاءٍ أَسَىٰ أَن يَكُنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُنَّ. Don't entertain your nafs. Don't always have bad feeling. You think you are better than others. Maybe you are better, but you don't have to go and tell the person, I'm better than you. Don't have to tell them. Let them value that you are better than them. Let them value. Have patience and let other people value that you are good. Not going, I am good. You can do that also if you want. You can wear a t-shirt, say, I am a good man. Then I will look at, oh, I am a good man, I am a good man. Maybe Allah will pray. You pray and Allah will help you. Lastly, Allah remind us, I always quote this ayah. Why this ayah is very important for all of us. I can remind all of you, I can share with all of you, whatever knowledge Allah have given me, every day, especially in Ramadan, every night, but at the end of the day, whether you accept it or not, whether you learn and make changes, you have to make the decision. And Allah Himself remind us, Inna Allah la yughayiru, Inna Allah la yughayiru, ma bi qawm hatta yughayiru ma bi anfusihim. Allah will never change the condition of any one of us if we decide not to change. But Allah will help those who help themselves. Let us be humble, be kind, be easy, so that Allah help us and also other people can help us. Amen. That's all for tonight. Tawsiyah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. See you tomorrow night إن شاء الله.
Australia, come on up.